Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jill Renslow, when you're the executive vice president for the Mall of America, do you get into the spirit of the holidays, or is that not allowed because you're just trying to pull this thing off over the next month?
Good morning. We love getting in the spirit of the holidays, and it happens, you know, early in November as we put all the beautiful decorations up. And you know what? We are moments away from opening our doors to a fantastic Black Friday kickoff. So we're super excited. Lots of people waiting outside, and we are ready and raring to go.
So are they waiting outside in line? Are they sitting in cars? Is there a huge line out there? Do they go to different entrances? What's the play out there at the Mall of America this morning?
So we have created a tradition at our north entrance for great giveaways on Black Friday mornings. We've got hundreds of people waiting outside. The first 200 people are going to get a Mall of America gift card valued from $10 to $500. And then we also have 4,000 scratch-off tickets. We've been doing this for a few years now as a new tradition, and those scratch-offs will lead to great prizes, everything from luxury handbags and electronics to attraction tickets and other gift cards. And so the crew is ready. They're excited. And just it's exciting to see everybody back ready for this tradition. You know, it's been different over the last couple of years, and we're just thrilled to see people out here with great enthusiasm.
Forgive me for my memory being, because everything moves at warp speed. What did we do last year this on Black Friday? What was Mall of America like?
It was a little different. You know, we still opened our doors, but a week before Black Friday last year was when Minnesota shut back down dining and attractions. And so we had many events planned, very COVID safe, but unfortunately we were unable to implement a lot of our traditions last year. So the team has been working really hard and getting them ready to go for this year, and really excited to share that with families from across the country.
How do you make sure, you know, there's a couple of different variables on this, Joe. One is opening your doors and making it feel, you know, we all want a sense of a normalcy, and we want to, you know, we want it to be like 2019, et cetera, et cetera. And yet you want them to know, your consumer, that you're COVID safe and friendly and all those things. Where does that rubber meet the road?
You know, very good point. And safety is always our priority here at the mall, even through this pandemic that's been escalated. And we have rigorous cleaning protocols that are in place. We still encourage people to wear their masks, whether they're vaccinated or unvaccinated. So you're going to see all of our staff throughout the mall, as well as all of our tenants wearing masks. We're encouraging that. But, you know, everybody needs to take personal responsibility as well. If you're not feeling well, and especially as exciting as it is to kick off the holidays, you know, stay home. Make sure that you're feeling well to come out. We will have great things throughout the holiday season. But what's also great is we have the vaccination center out here. It's the largest Minnesota-ran vaccination community center. We've vaccinated over 150,000 people already. So, you know, it's a one-stop shop. You can get your vaccine and you can do your holiday shopping all in one.
Jill Renslow, Executive Director and Vice President of the Mall of America, is our guest. You know, that's where I got vaccinated, my Pfizer shot, too. And can you get a booster shot there now as well?
You can. Now that the boosters have opened up, and also with the age gate dropping to 5 years old, we're encouraging everybody to come out and get their vaccinations. And what's great is for the young ones, we do have a Nickelodeon point pass for you guys to enjoy while they're getting their vaccination, because we really appreciate all those little ones being brave to get their vaccination and doing what they can to keep our community safe.
Do you have to sign up in advance to get a booster, or can you come out on site?
At this time, they are asking for people to have the reservations, so you go online and reserve your spot. But I would imagine as we move forward, like they did previously, that it'll be a walk-up. But right now, definitely reserve your time slot.
Now, I don't want to speak out of school, but I'm just hearing things. I'm a reporter first, and I'm hearing things. And I'm hearing Santa may be making an appearance here today and beyond. This is just something I've heard. I can't confirm. Now, you're out there early before even the shoppers see. Have you seen anything? Are there any signs? Does he sneak in the back way? What happens?
You know what? I did see the big guy this morning. He is here.
You did?
His elves are here. We have our candy
cane. Oh, he brought the elves too, huh?
We do. He's here, and he's ready to talk with kids and ready to take photos. So we're super excited, you know, with with the Candy Cane Institute. We have got Festival of Trees set up where you can come take a look at 50 decorated trees. We have our holiday music festival that kicks off. There are surprises around every corner. So families, come out and enjoy and kick off your season with us.
Joe, what's it been like to counsel? You know, we all talk about small businesses. We've got a lot of small businesses out there. Counseling them through COVID and working with them in partnership. I'd imagine this is going to be one of those things that you could almost write a book on, because you're working, certainly you're working the economics, but you're working the emotions of it as well with all the people that make that constitute the Mall of America.
Yeah, we talk about writing a book all the time because we have so many stories to tell, but it definitely has been interesting and challenging to navigate through COVID and with the pandemic. But to your point, we do collaborate with our tenants really, really well. And especially with the small businesses, we have over 150 small and local businesses inside Mall of America. And it's really important for us to work together to have consistency throughout the property, to have that comfort and safety components for our guests. But it's also navigating whether it's the supply chain shortages, it's the staffing challenges, working together on safety protocols. It's been really important for us to all work hand in hand to deliver the right experience here at MOA.
And this used to be, maybe it will be again this year, a destination for people to even fly in for a day or two and just shop the Mall of America. Do you get a sense whether that's in play again?
Absolutely. We will have people from across the country. And a fun fact is the very first people in line for Black Friday were here at 2 o'clock in the afternoon yesterday. They wanted to be the first in line, and they came all the way from Georgia. So it's case in point. We have people that welcome and come visit us from across the country. And with the international borders now open, we're hoping that we'll have even our friends from the north and Canada coming down to visit and across the globe. We traditionally have people from all over that come and celebrate their holidays, and we're excited to see them again this year.
Nobody told those people from Georgia it gets cold up here on Thanksgiving, evidently.
You know, they're brave outside. I was just outside checking in on the lines, and everybody's bundled up. But you know what? That excitement. We've got free coffee and hot chocolate for people that did brave the cold this morning, and they're hardy. They're ready to go.
Jill, thank you so much. Have a great holiday season. We'll check in again with you throughout.
Thank you, Mike. Hopefully we'll see you out here shopping as well. We'd love to have you.
Well, yeah, tell Santa I'm going to make my way out there, okay?
I will. Thank you so much. Happy holidays.
He knows who I am. Yeah.